Father, we bless your name. This morning we exalt you, for you are the Lord, you will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O Lord, for your glory upon our lives, Father. We honor you, we bless you. Thank you, Father, for you are God and there is none beside you. Oh, who is like unto thee, O Lord? We worship you. We bow before you. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We exalt you. We bow before you, Lord. We lay down our crowns before you. We say, Lord, you are worthy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, for you are great, O Lord. Your works are great. Thank you, Father. Oh, who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like thee? For you are glorious in holiness and you are faithful in praises. Glory be unto your name. Father, we bless you. And this morning, Lord, we are before you. We ask, Father, that you release upon us the blessing of this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 12th of February, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord, for he is good, he is kind, and his mercy endures forever. Thank him for his love over your life. He is worthy to be praised, for you are great. And I want you to declare by the word of the Lord this morning that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. I declare by the word of the Lord, this day the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the banner of the Lord upon me this day. Oh, his banner over me is love, his banner over me is mercy. I declare today that I am not limited in the supply of my provision today, for he has said he will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. My needs are met. My provision is supplied. In the name of Jesus, I assess the resources that is meant for me today. In the name of Jesus, my life, you align with the resources of God for you today. My day, you align with the blessing of the Lord for you this day. In the name of Jesus, oh, I lift up the name of the Lord over my day. His name is lifted forever, far above the darkness of the day, far above the wickedness that is in the day. Your name is lifted. Oh, I speak mercy into my day. The mercy of the Lord is my portion. Mercy work for me today. The mercy of the Lord speak on my behalf. Anywhere I stand, anywhere my name is being called, the mercy of the Lord stand for me in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare today, the favor of the Lord is my portion. Favor speak for me. Favor works for me in the name of Jesus. The favor of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is poured out unto me in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I cancel any evil weapon of wickedness that is programmed into this day. You will not prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, I silence every noise of failure, every noise of error, every noise of perversion in my day. I silence you. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that no evil will befall me, neither will any plague come near my dwelling. In the name of Jesus, I declare this morning by the word of the Lord, I receive angelic assistance, for the Lord will give his angels charge over me. In the name of Jesus, I declare this morning, the blessings of the Lord is upon me, the grace of the Lord is upon me, is upon my household. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the name of the Lord Jesus over my day, and I pull down every altar of failure in my day. In the name of Jesus, I speak the word of grace into my day. I take prophetic stand over this day and I prophesy favor. I prophesy blessing. I prophesy grace upon my day in the name of Jesus. I speak light into every darkness that is in this day. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk in darkness, but the light of God shines upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the Lord is with me. Who will stand against me? Oh, his word says that he that justifies me is with me. Who will stand against me? The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom will I be afraid? For he, the Lord, is with me. When the wicked arise to trouble me, oh, the Lord arose for my sake. The Lord arise for me, and he fights the battle for me. I declare today that the doors of blessings of this day is opened unto me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to lift up our voice. Remember our brethren that we have been praying for. I want you to declare by the word of the Lord. Oh, he sent his word unto them, and the word heals them and deliver them from destruction. Lord, by your word this morning, we are sending out your word of healing. In the name of Jesus, we are sending out your word of restoration. In the name of Jesus, that your word will heal them and your word will deliver them from their destruction. Your word will restore back unto them their health. In the name of Jesus, oh, I stretch forth the hand of the Lord upon you. It does not matter how long this has been on your body. This is the word of the Lord. By the stripes of the Lord Jesus, oh, you are healed. The chastisement of your peace is upon him, and by his stripes you are healed. The Lord Jesus lay his hand upon you. That which needs to be changed is changing them. In the name of Jesus, the Lord do the supernatural in your life. What no man can do, the Lord do it in your life in the name of Jesus. What is beyond the reasoning of man, what is beyond the wisdom of man, oh, the Lord perform it in your life in the name of Jesus. It is done in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, we lift up our voice over this nation. Lord, we ask for mercy. Lord, we ask for mercy over Nigeria. Have mercy upon us, oh Lord. Have mercy. O Lord, Father, arise, O God, and disappoint the devices of the wicked, that they will not prosper in their enterprise over this nation. In the name of Jesus, you have said you will not allow the rod of the wicked to fall upon the portion of the righteous. Father, O Lord, you will break the rod of wickedness over this nation. You will save us. You will save our land. You will save us. You will save our children. Father, arise, O God, for the glory of your name. Arise, O God, and show mercy over this nation. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is Thursday, and like we have been announcing, today is the 12th of February, the day for our prayer launch. By the grace of God, we'll be having this program by 12 noon today, by the grace of God, at Olua Damilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena. You are invited to come join us for this 1 hour prayer. We'll pray for ourselves by the leading of the Spirit of the Lord, and we intercede for others. This is the season for you to pray. This is the season for you to rise up and rebuild your altar of prayer. You can as well join us online by the grace of God. Remember that the program is going to start by 12 noon and it's an hour prayer program. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I told you yesterday that we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. We are still standing on our anchor scripture for the month of February. That is, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen on thee. This is a charge for you. dearly beloved of God, for you to arise and shine in the place of your relationship with God, for you to shine forth the glory of his name. Oh, what a glory he gives unto us when we fellowship with him. Oh, what a glory we receive from his presence when we have this communion with the Spirit of the Lord. I charge you this morning, dearly beloved, arise, shine in the place of your relationship with the Lord, in the place of your relationship with the Holy Spirit. I told you yesterday that your manifestation to the people of the world is standing on your encounter with the Holy Spirit. And how do you encounter the Spirit of the Lord? How do you have encounter with the Lord? It's in the place of relationship. For you to have manifestation, you want to show forth the glory of him that has called you out of the outer darkness, then you must have a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit. You must have a place where the life that transmits light is given unto you, a place where you are baptized into the light of his presence. I told you yesterday that for the kings and the noble to come to the rising of your glory, you yourself, you must be an embodiment of the light that is needed for this present world. But how do you get this? It's at the place of your relationship. Because at the place of your relationship, your rising is empowered. The place of your relationship with the Holy Spirit gives birth to a life that shines forth the glory of the Lord. You come out of the presence of the Lord. You come out of the place of relationship with God, and your life radiates this light that can never be comprehended by the people of the world. It cannot be comprehended by darkness, because all around you, all over you, the glory of the Lord is shining forth. Oh, what a joy! What a glory that we receive when we fellowship with the Lord. Your relationship with the Lord will surely give birth to encounters that will last you a lifetime, encounter that you can never forget. Let me show you something about Paul. When he met with the Lord, that alone became an encounter for him that he can never forget. Beloved, I encourage you this morning that you develop your relationship with the Holy Spirit. Please, do not make it a one-time thing. Make it a regular thing. Your relationship with the Lord will give birth to a encounter that will last you a lifetime. It will become a blessing, an heritage, not only for you, even for generation that talks about you. There are fathers of faith that have gone that we are still talking about up till now, because the encounter they had with the Holy Spirit last them during their lifetime. It has even become a blessing unto us as generation after them. There are fathers of faith that we have. They are still alive now. We look up unto them because of the encounters that they've had with the Holy Spirit, and is lasting them for their lifetime. And for us, is becoming a living legacy that we are looking up unto, because of a place of encounter where they rose in the presence of the Lord and his light and his glory shine upon them. Encounter that will become pillar for your faith. It will become a pillar for your faith in him, because on that pillar you will stand on and nothing can pull you down. Understand this, dearly beloved, that your function as a child of God, as a Christian, is to shine forth in the midst of darkness. The scripture says, ye are the light of the world. You are the light that is in this world. If your light has been dimmed or covered by darkness or with darkness, go back to the place of the cross. Go back to the presence of the Lord and present yourself unto him. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Go back and represent yourself unto God for the life that transmits life, for you to have encounter with the life that transmits light. I want you to keep this in mind this morning, dearly beloved. God desires your fellowship. God desires your fellowship with him. He desires your worship to him, and he desires your fellowship with him. He desires your worship to him in spirit and in truth, not in darkness and in deception, in spirit and in truth. I want you to hold this in your hand as I round up this morning, and by the grace of God, if the Lord will permit us, we'll continue in the coming days. I need you to hold this into your hand. Your service becomes an eternal blessing to you when your place of relationship is taken care of. If your place of relationship with the Lord is not taken care of, your service is just meant for recognition in this present world. But if you want your service to be a blessing unto you in this present time and in the eternal time to come, then you must value the place of your relationship. I have been saying this for a long time on this platform, and I'm going to repeat it. God's interest is on you. God is interested in your life even more than the service you want to offer. His interest is in you because he's not ready to lose you. His interest is in you, not on the service. The life of the man that offers the sacrifice is as important, even more important than the sacrifice you are offering. He says, present yourself a living sacrifice, that you must be the sacrifice that is presented unto the Lord, that is holy, that is alive, that is presented unto him in spirit and in truth. I'm going to stop here, like I said, and allow the Spirit of the Lord to minister unto you. Arise, beloved, this morning. Arise above the darkness of this season. You are a city that is set on the hill. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I proclaim the blessings of the Lord upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. The light of God shine upon you in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord bring you out of darkness. Oh, the hand of the Lord break away the chain that is holding you down in the darkness of this world. I command the darkness that surrounds you to disappear. The light of God shine upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. I bless you with the blessings from the presence of the Lord. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.